So basically, what we have been discussing is the issue of what we call shemos. In other words, so the Mechaber said in Hey, we'll just go through it, even though it's obviously an involved topic, and we've been discussing this one sifa for a couple days already. But just very quickly, since we've had Shabbos in between, say Ratosha Bala Manichan also the Kli Cheres the Gonsin also the Kever Tamil Chacham Afilo Inoela Shona Halachos Loshim is Tamil Chacham. So Mechaber said we have a Sefer Torah which is unusable, and we're going to talk about that a little today. So then you have to put it into Kli Cheres, into a pottery container. And you put it in the kever of someone who's a Talmud Chacham. You know, it's not a big Talmud Chacham, but still, you—that's the way we put the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah that's unusable. So we discussed last time: do you have to do it this way? Or is this just a possible one way you could do it? We discussed that last time that it's not an obligation to do it this way, but you could do it this way. And again, if you have another place to put it, which would be secure and would be befitting the kedusha of the Sefer Torah, which is unusable, so you could do it that way. Okay, so for today, we will have to discuss that, and we didn't get into this. Well, first of all, before that, let's go do it this way. So Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Dalet, the Chafetz Chaim says it's not just a Sefer Torah. It's not just a Sefer Torah, but we saw in Mishnah Berurah Chaf Beis that the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim that are written on parchment in a scroll type of way. But in Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalet, the Chafetz Chaim says that if you have things like this that are worn, so he says, Huadin Shar Svarm Shabalu. So we discussed one aspect of this on Thursday, and that is, so the Chofetz Chaim says that it applies to other svarim that have become unusable. So also, you're not allowed to burn them. And Mishbur brings down that it's an Isra Lo Sasun Kein La Hashem Elokeichem. You can't do that. And then the Chofetz Chaim says the same thing applies to Tashmishei Kedusha, which we've been discussing. Again, the things are used in conjunction with something Kodesh. We've discussed the various levels in the last few days. So those two, you're not allowed to burn them or things like that. You have to put them away in a halachically acceptable way. Now, it's interesting because there's tshuvas. Now, one of the things I wanted to touch on today is, if you look carefully at the Mechaber says, Sefer Torah Shabbalah, which means a Sefer Torah which has become out of service. It's deteriorated. It's deteriorated, so you can't use it anymore. So the question is brought up, especially though we have a proliferation of Svarim, and so many Svarim Kanayinahara, but what happens if you have a Sefer Torah, a Sefer? Now again, Mishnah Berurah said, that's not just a Sefer Torah, but the same thing applies by other Svarim. So let's say, let me give you an example. It's very common today. So, again, I'm old-fashioned. Like, I like this old print of the Mishnah Berurah. I remember there was a whole discussion between me and Debbie about, I have an old print of the Chovas HaLevavos. Call me old-fashioned. But, you know, now we have laser printed, you know, everything. You know, they have a chumashim, which are laser printed, and the nice print and everything, like they're gorgeous. So, you know, again, let's say nobody old-fashioned like me, but you know, you get a new chumash comes out and it's so beautifully printed. You got the old chumash, you know, like these are kind of came out like this, the chumash for remember the old days, the old chumash that they used. So, you know, it's nicer print, it's nicer paper, it's nicer. So you had the old chumash, and all of a sudden you got a laser printed chumash. It's much nicer. So you buy the new volume. So you don't want the old volume. You don't need the old volume. So the question is, could I bury or dispose of properly the Chumash, the old volume, the old print? You could use it. It's just I don't want to use it anymore because, you know, we got the new fancy one. So the Piskei Tshuva brings down from the Chalkas Yaakov. He says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that because it's usable. The Mechaber just says it's something that's unusable. So then we have to put it away. So, but something that's usable, it's just I don't like it anymore because, you know, we have this new fancy print. So that's not enough of a reason to all of a sudden, you know, bury a safer. Just bury a safer. The only exception would be that if the new print, the old print has mistakes in it. It's wrought with mistakes, which, you know, has happened throughout the ages. Something that's gone through, so maybe the printer, you know, or the person who was writing it down made a lot of mistakes, you know, who was transcribing it. So he made a lot of mistakes. So that the new one is a much better print, not as far as print, the font, and all that type of stuff, but as far as wording is concerned, so that would be different. Okay. Yeah, some time.
What if it's still usable, but it started to smell and be like mildew and stuff like that?
Yeah, if you want to use it. If it's really not usable. See, I have this issue. At my mother's house, I have a bunch of sets of swine. We have Mishnayos, a whole beautiful set of Mishnayos, and a Shas, and I think it's an Ein Yaakov. And it wasn't my father's, it was, I think, my great grandfather's, who I'm named after, Shmuel, my great grandfather. And, you know, so it's really, it has tremendous sentimental value. My father used to learn from it, you know, so it's gone to three generations. But, like, it's scary. So I used to, what I used to do is when I made a CM, I used those gemaras. But now I can't even do that. They're like, you know, you open it and they're, you know, like, they just crumble. But I don't want to bury them because they've been in the family, you know, Tfus Lemberg, you know, from my back, you know. Well, when it was Lemberg, now it's not Lemberg anymore.
Let's say you have a swarm that you yourself are allergic to, yeah. Would you provide somebody else, and maybe they're not allergic to because
I don't think you're obligated to. Yeah, you can't use it. It's not usable. Okay, so tomorrow, Blina, there we'll discuss the whole issue, the biggest issue, and that is the whole issue of Shemus, right? A lot of us have Kanai Hara children who go to school, and you know what? Every day they come back with or every Erev Shabbos, they come back with a Pesach, right? You know, they come back with an Otzer, a Svarim of the printouts and all that type of stuff. So tomorrow we'll talk about so today we said, the Mishnah Berurah said, the same thing applies to any Svarim. So what's considered a Sefer? So again, that gets into the issue of all these Xerox copies and all these things that we have, so the proliferation, we also have Kanai Nahara from periodicals now, right? We got different newspapers, which are from newspapers and from magazines, and they have Divrei Torah in them, and they have this, and they have that. So what do you do with all these things?
Stuff that you got off the internet from Divrei Torah, what do you do with that?
Same thing. Let's say you print out something. Now again, we'll discuss it more. These two ideas are interwoven, meaning where is there a safer? And basically what we're going to get to is also depends on whether whatever you're printing out or whatever you have has Hashem's name in it. Then, of course, the question is, what's Hashem's name? How about, okay. Well, ultimately, hopefully, this week we'll get into is, how about a dollar bill? Right. All those pay cash, right? obviously we're going to take that very far in this halakha. Mirza Shomer, we're going to get into that this week, believe me.